Carrie Lake on possible Super Bowl boycott. Woke football teams owned by billionaires will not dictate border policy. By Paul Bois on October 24, 2022. Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate said that she would not let the woke NFL dictate how she pushes her border policy. Carrie Lake made her declaration during a lengthy TV interview that covered a range of topics. When asked if she would back down from declaring an invasion at the U.S. southern border if the NFL threatened to pull the 2023 Super Bowl from the state, Lake said that football teams owned by billionaires would not dictate her policy, citing the ongoing fentanyl crisis. "Do you want to tell me that a bunch of football teams owned by billionaires are okay with fentanyl pouring across our border at a record level, killing our young people?" she said. "The number one killer right now is fentanyl. 18 to 45. It's killing a generation of people. If the NFL is okay with that, then they gotta do some soul searching. I don't think the NFL is that stupid. I really don't. We want to make sure that we're stopping the cartels. The people of Arizona is who I work for. And that's why I'm here with you today," she added. After explaining the severe damage that fentanyl has brought upon the nation, Lake said she would not take her marching orders from the NFL. "I'm not going to be taking marching orders from the NFL. I'm going to be taking marching orders from the people of Arizona who are tired of their children getting their hands on the most deadly drug this country has ever seen," she said. The NFL moved the Super Bowl from Tempe, Arizona, to Pasadena, California, for the 1993 game in protest of the state's refusal to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day. More than 200 faith leaders have called upon the NFL to move the 2023 game out of the state due to its restrictive voting laws and attempts among Republican state legislators to overturn election results and consolidate power, according to The Independent.